Dr. Dean Graves sighed as he ended the call and pushed his phone into the front pocket of his jeans.
Well, at least it isn't another serial killer, he thought as he turned to give Kat the bad news.
She took one look at his face and frowned.
I'll reel back in, she said before he even had a chance to tell her they had to leave.
He filled her in on the phone conversation as they packed up the gear they'd just set out.
Pneumonia, huh?
She scrunched her eyebrows together in that endearing way she always did when trying to puzzle out a mystery.
What do you think is causing it?
Dr. Graves hefted the camp chairs to his shoulder and bent to pick up his unused fishing pole and tackle box.
I don't have enough information yet to even begin to guess. Dr. Michaels is afraid it's the beginning of an epidemic.
After neatly fitting everything in the trunk of his compact car like a real-life game of Tetris, Dr. Graves climbed in the driver's seat and buckled his seatbelt, his hands moving like a well-programmed robot while his thoughts spun in 100 different directions. He pushed on the brake and turned the key in the ignition, staring out the window but not seeing anything.
So what's the plan?
Kat interrupted his thought trance. He blinked and drew in a long breath to help him return to the present reality.
I'll drop you off at your house on my way to the office. I need to grab a few things from there. Then I'll head to Atlanta. It should take about 2.5 hours if traffic cooperates.
He only then noticed Kat shaking her head. Her jaw set with determination, she looked him in the eyes.
You will not take me home. I'm coming with you. You might need my assistance.
Not of his own volition, his face softened as her magnetic chocolate eyes dragged him in. One corner of his mouth quirked up in a half smile, and now with purposeful movement, he brushed a stray wisp of hair from her face, his fingers skimming the soft skin of her cheek. As he thought about how far he'd come from the cold, deliberate man he'd always been, heat flushed his neck and ears. He moved his hand to the steering wheel, looked away, and cleared his throat.
Okay, thank you. I'd love to have your company and your assistance.
Damn right.
Though he wasn't looking at her, he could hear the smile in her voice. He laughed, shaking his head, then put the car in drive and pulled out of the gravel parking area next to the river. He stopped at home first and changed into more business-appropriate clothing, running his fingers through his relentlessly messy hair while Kat waited in the car. Worried about the long drive and possibly longer consultation ahead, he turned back and threw a few items in an overnight bag, just in case. Kat raised an eyebrow when she spotted the bag. As the color rose in his face, Dr. Graves stammered,
It's just in case this takes a while. I don't want to drive home if it's late.
He cleared his throat and avoided eye contact with her.
If it becomes necessary to stay the night, I'll pay for 2 rooms.
He risked a glance at her just in time to see her amused smile.
I would expect nothing else, Dean. You are a gentleman to your core, Kat said.
Yes, well, thank you.
She laughed at him as he pulled out onto the street and in the direction of her house.